This is the Darlington District Talking Newspaper on Wednesday, the 25th of March, 2026. Hi, this is Jed Callaghan with the latest edition of your Talking Newspaper. This week's team in the studio with me are our readers Felicity Stevenson and John Dunn. The news editor is Andy Brown. The magazine editor is Rebecca Britton. And we have some What's On from Kate Grogan. And we start with an invite to the Darlington District Talking Newspaper 2025-2026 Annual General Meeting. And that will take place on Saturday the 18th of April, starting at 10:45 a.m. at the Age UK offices in Bradbury House, Beaumont Street West in Darlington. And tea and coffee will be available for all that come along. And we really hope to see you there. And we have a message from Alan Elwood and the Darlington Social Club for the Blind and Visually Impaired. He wants to send condolences to the family and friends of Myra Graham, who died recently, and to say thank you for their very kind donation to the club in memory of Myra. They've used the money to set up a luncheon club for members of the social club in her memory. The social club is thriving. They've got three new volunteer helpers enrolled from the Darlington Volunteer Fair. One of the volunteers is a professional baker, which has enabled the club to offer the luncheon club facility for the members, and the other two volunteers have also been a boon for the club. Alan would like to extend an invitation to Myra's family to visit the club, to show them how successful the luncheon club is. They can ring him to make arrangements. And the Social Club for the Blind and Visually Impaired meet every Tuesday morning between 10 a.m. and 12 noon at 73 Corporation Road, Darlington. For more information, you can ring either Alan on 07816 127 002 or Jonathan Wilkinson on 07813 703 719. And just to make you aware, there are a number of post boxes in our area taped up, ready for replacement with new ones. Royal Mail hope to sort it out as soon as possible, but in the meantime, you can leave your wallets at a post office. The post box at Mowden Shops apparently is now operational. And now we have some What's On. And just to mention, there's quite a bit this week, and that's because there's no Talking Newspaper next week due to the Easter Postal Service. And we start on Monday the 30th of March at the John Caden Hall, Carmel Roman Catholic College, the Headlands in Darlington, Darlington Lecture Association, Green Chemicals, Manufacturing of the Future. And the lecture starts at 7:30 p.m. Phil Dyer is a professor of inorganic chemistry at Durham University and currently leads its Chemistry for Sustainability group. He also sits on the steering committee of the UK Catalysis Hub. Chemicals impact all aspects of our modern daily lives and every sector of the economy. Approximately 96% of all manufactured goods rely on some form of industrial chemical process. This talk will consider a range of questions, including the types and availability of non-fossil raw materials, which can act as a source of carbon required for primary chemical building blocks. And the cost of the lecture for visiting adults is £7. Wednesday, April the 1st to Saturday, April the 4th at various times at Darlington Hippodrome. Murder at Midnight. A killer night out. It's New Year's Eve in a quiet corner of Kent and a killer is in the house. We meet Johnny the Cyclops, the notorious gangster, his glamorous wife, his trigger-happy sidekick, his mum, who's seeing things, her very jittery carer, plus a vicar who's hiding something, and a nervous burglar dressed as a clown. Throw in a suitcase full of cash, a stash of deadly weapons, and one infamous unsolved murder. What could possibly go wrong? Join us for a murder mystery with a difference. One house, seven suspects, and a murder at midnight. Tickets are from £19.50, and there's a touch tour on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Friday the 3rd of April till Monday the 6th of April, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, Crook Hall Gardens, Frankland Lane, Durham. Easter Trail and Egg Hunt. Come and explore the beautiful gardens around Crook Hall. Make your way along the trail and find activities for the whole family. Prices are £3.50 per trail, which includes an Easter trail sheet, bunny ears and a chocolate egg. The event is aimed at families, but everyone is welcome. It starts at the admissions desk. On Saturday the 4th of April at 7:30 p.m. at the Princess Alexandra Auditorium in Yarm, Lindisfarne. Legendary 70s folk rock pioneers Lindisfarne return fronted by original founder member Rod Clements on vocals, mandolin, fiddle and slide guitar. With a repertoire of unforgettable songs like Meet Me on the Corner, Fog on the Tyne, Lady Eleanor and Run for Home, and a reputation for live performance second to none. Tickets are £32 from the website, or you can contact the box office on 01642 792 587. Easter Sunday, the 5th of April, and Easter Monday, the 6th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, at Tees Cottage Pumping Station, it's an open weekend. In 1849, Tees Cottage Pumping Station revolutionised the water supply to Darlington by offering cleaner, piped water to homes and businesses which had previously relied on contaminated ground wells, polluted rivers and rainwater tubs. In 1851, recognising the health benefits of a clean water supply, the customer base was extended to also supply Stockton, Middlesbrough and Yarm. This is a dog-friendly site, so well-behaved dogs and their owners are more than welcome. Cost of entry is £5 per adult, £4 for concessions, and under 16s go free. For those paying, you can do so on the door. Easter Sunday, the 5th of April, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Cobblers Hall, Carers Way, Newton Aycliffe, Charity Family Fun Day. Bring the whole family along for a fun-filled day while helping us raise money for our chosen charity, St. Teresa's Hospice. There will be stall holders, bouncy castle, food and drink, tombola, guess how many sweets, colouring activities, music and more. Friday the 10th of April to Saturday the 11th of April at various times at the Majestic Theatre in Darlington, Wizard of Oz Family Pantomime. A spectacular laugh out loud production of The Wizard of Oz, packed with music, mischief and all the traditional pantomime fun you love. Adult tickets are £15.81, concessions £12.65, available from the website. And finally, Sunday the 12th of April at 10:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m, meet at Auckland Tower, Bishop Auckland, DL14 7NJ, Hearth Outdoors. A free, welcoming programme of nature-based activities designed to help you feel good, connect with others and explore the green spaces of Auckland Palace Deer Park. From nature trails and family-friendly wildlife sessions to sensory exploration. Games, simple bushcraft and hands-on conservation. Each session responds to the time of year and encourages curiosity, reflection and a deeper connection to place. Perfect for families and individuals who want to connect with nature and each other. Places are free, but booking is essential. Book through the aucklandproject.org website. And just before the news, we have the regular reminder of lighting up times in the Darlington area. Sunset at the time of recording is approximately 6:30 p.m. But remember, the clocks go forward at the end of the month, which is this weekend, so your lighting up times from that point, you need to add another hour on to. And now it's time for the news, which comes to you, as ever, with kind permission of North of England Newspapers. You're listening to the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper. Your news headlines for this last week in March. Outrage over surgeon blocked from patients but on full pay. Simon Farnaby, film and ghost star from Darlington. Bins building in Darlington is withdrawn from auction. And Darlington Children's Services rated outstanding.
Hello, I'm Felicity Stevenson. Our first item is outrage over surgeon blocked from patients but on full pay. Anger from patients, legal firms and politicians is mounting over the handling of a scandal-hit breast cancer service in County Durham, as the surgeon at the centre of the crisis has been barred from seeing patients but remains employed on full pay. Amir Batty, the former clinical lead for breast surgery at County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust, is under investigation by the Trust and is restricted from any clinical duties. While the Trust has confirmed he is not seeing patients or providing any clinical care or treatment, he remains in post on full pay, sparking disbelief among his former patients. The investigation was triggered by a damning Royal College of Surgeons report in March 2025, which highlighted delayed diagnosis, excessive or unnecessary surgery, and failures to properly consider or discuss treatment options, including breast-conserving surgery and reconstruction among the NHS service. Nearly 1,500 patient cases have already been flagged for review by the Trust, with early findings showing 51 women suffered moderate or severe harm, roughly one in six cases examined so far. Last week, Durham Police confirmed that it is holding an active criminal investigation into concerns surrounding the Trust, noting that officers are working to determine whether any crimes have taken place. John Lowther, a specialist clinical negligence solicitor at Slater and Gordon in the North East, said the involvement of police marked a critical turning point. He said, "We welcome the fact that this investigation is moving forward. With the involvement of Durham Police, we trust that no stone will be left unturned in getting to the bottom of exactly what has happened within the Durham and Darlington Breast Cancer Service. The very poor standards of care, treatment and compassion so many women have received within this service is something which quite rightly has provoked outrage." Former patients have voiced anger that Mr. Batty remains employed despite the scale of the scandal. Yvonne, 85, from Belmont, Durham, said she was left waiting for hours for appointments, only to be seen briefly. "I was only seen for 2 minutes in total," she said. "No one should go through the experiences I did, and the Trust rightly should be investigating everything that took place. I'm completely shocked that he's still working at the Trust. I feel like the service has massively improved, and I no longer fear going to hospital appointments within the breast cancer service, but at one time I was terrified." Investigations have revealed that between 2022 and 2024, around 8,000 of 13,500 breast cancer patients were seen in outsourced clinics operating on a pay-per-patient basis. Some of these clinics were run at Darlington Memorial Hospital, the University Hospital of North Durham, and Spire Hospital, Washington, through companies including Durham Surgical Services, of which Mr. Batty was a director. Over 6 years, an investigation found that the Trust paid nearly £6 million to such private out-of-hours services. Independent reviews from the Royal College of Surgeons, RCS, have painted a deeply troubling picture of the service. Appointments were reportedly cut to just 10 minutes, well below the recommended standard, leaving patients feeling rushed and unsupported. The review found governance arrangements were inadequate and failed to ensure patient safety, with warnings and red flags going unaddressed for years. The Trust has acknowledged failings, and some say it's cooperating fully with the police. The Trust added that full pay during investigations is in line with employment policies and said it would not comment further on individual matters.
Hello, John Dunn here. Simon Farnaby, film and ghost star from Darlington. Simon Farnaby has been a mainstay on TV screens for more than 20 years. The Darlington-born actor and writer has penned and starred in many episodes of memorable TV shows such as Horrible Histories, Yonderland and Ghosts. Simon was born on April 2nd, 1973, in Darlington, and attended Richmond School in North Yorkshire. He was a long-time member of the Mighty Boosh supporting cast, appearing in several episodes throughout the show's run. He also starred in comedy series Detectorists. He later went on to star in CBBC show Horrible Histories. The six actors and writers behind the show then went on to create two other shows together, Sky's Yonderland and BBC Favourite Ghosts. Farnaby has also presented and narrated a number of factual programmes. More recently, the 52-year-old has been behind some of the most acclaimed family films of the last 10 years, including Paddington 2 and Wonka. As far as awards go, he accepted a BAFTA in 2023 for a memorable TV moment. This was for a short film broadcast as part of the Platinum Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II. The short film featured Paddington having tea with the late Queen, who offered the bear a marmalade sandwich from her bag. Farnaby has starred in a number of films throughout his career, including Paddington, Bill, Rogue One, The Phantom of the Open, and Wonka. But what may not be as well known is that the ghost star is the writer behind some of the most critically acclaimed films of the last decade. In 2017, Farnaby co-wrote Paddington 2 with director Paul King. Farnaby, alongside King, was nominated for two awards at the 2018 BAFTAs, including Best Adapted Screenplay. The Darlington-born star wrote The Phantom of the Open in 2021, starring Mark Rylance. He also co-wrote Wonka, starring Timothée Chalamet as the title character. He also penned the story for the latest Paddington film, Paddington in Peru, which released in November 2024. Now, Farnaby has written and will star in an adaptation of the Enid Blyton novel, The Magic Faraway Tree. The film, starring Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy, is due to be released on Friday, March the 27th. And there was also good news for fans of BBC Ghosts earlier this month too. A film, Ghosts, The Possession of Button House, will be released on Friday, October the 23rd.
Binns Building in Darlington is withdrawn from auction. Darlington's iconic Binns Building was withdrawn from an auction shortly before it was set to go under the hammer on Tuesday. The building, which was home to House of Fraser for 104 years, shut up shop for the last time on March the 8th after clearance sales and now sits vacant. House of Fraser never commented on the closure or the reason behind it, despite attempts by the Northern Echo for more information. The high-row centrepiece was set to go under the hammer via an online auction by Allsop on Tuesday, March the 24th, alongside dozens of other properties from around the country, but was withdrawn. The reason for the withdrawal, or whether it has been sold, is not known. Previous documents revealed that the building, which was bought by a new owner in October 2024, has a guide price of more than £700,000. John Taylor, director of Parker Barris and agent of the owner, previously said, "We have put the building up for sale. It is an incredible investment opportunity in an iconic building in the heart of a thriving town centre. It has planning consent on the ground floor for five separate units, and on the upper floors there are indicative drawings to create 73 apartments with a residential gym and residents' remote working space. Alternatively, the upper floors could be used for office purposes. There is plenty of scope and opportunity to redevelop the building. It's a fantastic building, and we look forward to seeing what the next chapter holds." The closure announcement in February was the second time House of Fraser announced the closure of the Darlington Town Centre store, after previously publicising its intention to close in 2024, before the building was purchased by a new owner. store bosses later signed a deal in March 2025 to extend House of Fraser's stay in the town centre by a further 12 months. The empty unit of a former bike shop, which was once part of Darlington's iconic Binns building, has been put up for sale. The near 500,000 square feet site, which formerly held Evans Cycles, is now up for sale for £295,000. The bike retailer, which is known for selling mountain, road and hybrid bikes alongside clothing, helmets and accessories, first opened in April 2025, with the three-floor unit now sits vacant.